Okay, we're on the bottom of the Samech Ches Amid Beis. The Mur is discussing the fact that the Kohen Gadol could choose to read the Parsha in Big Day Kahuna or not in Big Day Kahuna. One wanted to learn from there that you're allowed to wear Big Day Kahuna Shelo B'Shas Avoda. Mur says, no, that was Tzorich Avoda. The Mur brought down a Braisa. V'ochlu osam asher kupo b'hem, alamid shakohanim ochlim, u'bailim m'schaprim, that they're allowed to, what's it called, lo hayu yishenim b'Big Day Kodesh, only sleep, but eating you are allowed. The Gemara says, no, eating is also Tzorich Avoda. The Gemara says, Shinuhu delo, ho'haluchim mahalchim. Now you're allowed to walk in them. Stop and take a walk in them. Just not to sleep because we're afraid that you'll pass gas, but stop to walk, you're allowed. The Gemara says, no. Bidinhu da'aluchim nomilo. Can't even walk in them, shalom the Tzorich Avoda. The Seifle is Tzorich Avoda. Poshtidu mekaplin menichim takas rasheyim. The chiddush is not so much that you can't sleep in them, because you can't even walk in them. But the chiddush is that when you do sleep, you're allowed to fold them up and put them near your head. Rashi the Seifle is Tzorich Avoda. Shina the nokat mishum deboy lashmein and shemuter litvim takas rasheyim. You're allowed to put them under your head. The sulo ichmas ladim yafiach beachrashim poshtun. Then we're not afraid that we're not, no care if you even pass gas, because Lamaisa, since you're not wearing them, it's not a bizoyan to begodim that you're stam sleeping on top of or near. See, 1 second, it's not actually on top of them, but near them. So it says that when you do sleep, you're allowed to fold them up and put them under your head. Big Lamaisa, even if you're not wearing them, but you have them under your head, you're Nehenna from Big Day Kodesh. So you see, you're allowed to be Nehenna from them, Shelo B'Shas Avoda. You don't put them under your head, you put them near your head. So you're not being Nehenna from them, and even though they're in close proximity to your head, when you're sleeping, we don't care what happens after that. Right, that if you put, when you have to take off your tefillin when you're sleeping, the same thing, you can leave them near your head, and that's good. Rashi, k'neged roshehen, etzel roshehen. Shema minoa midemuter lahadichen etzlo, lochayis v'shem yafiach. Since even though the Big Day Kahuna right next to your head, we're not afraid what you're going to do. So tefillin min atzad lahadichen etzlo, k'shu yashen, is the same thing, it's okay. Where it says, hachi nan mistabra, k'neged roshehen. It's not talking under your head, but near your head. The tachas roshehem, but typically mishum kilayim. L'maisa, you're not allowed to the Big Day Kahuna or kilayim, at least the begadim of the Kohen Gadol, or we'll see 1 second. Even the avnate of the Kohen Hedyot, according to one opinion, was kilayim. So you're sleeping on kilayim. That for sure is awesome. Da'ika avnate. The avnate is what kilayim. The nohi nami didnitu lehonis behen, even if you hold that lo din the Torah lemalachi asharis, and you don't have to take off the Big Day Kahuna immediately. If in meila you're allowed to wear them shelo b'shas avoda, right? Homesani mikilayim, but the isra of kilayim was never mutter. So Moritz says honi chlamandi amar avneto shel kohen gadol, zehu avneto shel kohen hedyot, right? That it's not kilayim. That the same avnate the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur is the same avnate that the Kohen Hedyot wore all year. So it's not kilayim, it's only pishtun. El l'man di omer avnato shel Kohen Gadol loza hu avnato shel Kohen Hedyot. The avnate of the Kohen Hedyot was kilayim, not like the avnate of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, right? Michael of Amer, so how can you sleep on top of it? Elamai, must be that you're not sleeping on it, but you're sleeping near it. The chiteva kilayim bilavishava lohudasa. You'll say no. You could be sleeping on it, and kilayim is only also to wear, or to drape over you, but not to sleep on top of. Right? Bahatsoa shori, kilayim is mutter to sleep on top of, vahatanya lo yale alecha, avalato mutter lahatsio tachtecha. Right? Minatora taki, you're right. Can't put kilayim on you, but you're allowed to put it under you. But the Chachamim asered sleeping on top of kilayim, because you may come to put even one thread over you, and then you'll be over the issue of wearing kilayim, of halah, There's wearing it, and there's putting it, draping it over you. So putting the thread over you is draping it over you. The chite, but the mafsik lay, bide beidi beidi, you put the avnet underneath some of the other begadim. So it doesn't come in direct contact with you. Omer Reb Shimon ben Pazi, Omer Reb Yishua ben Levi, Omer Rebbe, Mishum Kehila Kadisha Shem Yerushalayim, Afilo Eser Batzol, Zu Agav Zu, Mikilayim Tachteya, Masar Lishon Aleyim. You're not even allowed to sleep on 10 mattresses with kilayim under it, because again, we're afraid that the kilayim will expose themselves, and you'll put even one thread over you. Elalav Shema Minah Kenegin Rasheim. Shema Minah. Must be that you're not allowed to sleep on top of the what's it called, the Big Day Kahuna, where if you hold it, the Avnate is Kilayim. Must be that it's only next to your head. If that's the case, no proof anymore. You could be the henna from Big Day Kahuna, because you're not sleeping on it, you're only sleeping near it. Rashi Shema Mina, Hanicha Haidel of Chayish Kilayim. Right, you could say that it could be under your head, and you're not choshish for kilayim. L'man di omer avneto shel kohen gadol biyom kippurim shu shel boots zehu avneto shel hedyot kol yomei sashon. According to the omer, who says that the avnet of the kohen hedyot is the same as the avnet of the kohen gadol yom kippur, so there's no problem. There's no kilayim in the begadim of the kohen hedyot. So when it's speaking over here about being allowed to sleep on the big day kohuna, it's talking about a kohen hedyot. And there is no problem with kilayim. The only problem is big day kahuna, and then we could say that it's mutter to be the henna from big day kahuna shalom b'shas avoda. Lo zehu the shel hedyot kol hashana shel kilayim. But according to Man Yomru, holds that the avnet that the kohen gadol wore on Yom Kippur is not the same avnet that the kohen hedyot wore the whole year, and the kohen hedyot wore an avnet of kilayim. Right, so how in the world were you allowed to sleep on top of it? You may be that, may believe it, according to the Umar, holds you were able to the henna from Big Day Kahuna, but you're not allowed to be the henna from Kilayim. And even though it's only the Siddur Abadar, and Ein Shvus Mamikdash, the Barashah holds that halacha of Ein Shvus Mamikdash only applies to Yisurei Shabbos. That's where they didn't make Shvus Mamikdash. But other Yisurim, it applies. There are many questions on this Barashah, and therefore most Achronim learn that the teretz is that Ein Shvus B'Mikdash is only where it has a tzorich for the Mikdash. But Stam and Issa the Rabbanah has nothing to do with the Mikdash, right? There wasn't an idea that you'd have to wait 6 hours between milk and meat and the Mikdash, because Ein Shvus B'Mikdash has nothing to do with the Mikdash. So any Issa the Rabbanah that had some connection to the Mikdash, there we say Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. But this is the Rabbanah that had nothing to do with the Mikdash, like this, with the Kilayim, there the Rabbanah weren't Matar, Stam, Yisurim, the Rabbanah in the Mikdash. Ravashi Omar La'olam Tachas Rashayim. Ravashi holds note, you could sleep on the Big Day Kahuna. Mitzad Ein Nehenna Mi Big Day Kahuna Shalom B'Shas Avodah, there's no Isser. You're allowed to be Nehenna from Big Day Kahuna Shalom B'Shas Avodah. I kilayim, v'hokam isani mikilayim. Even according to the man, the Omer holds that the avnet was kilayim, it's still okay. Big day kahuna koshim hain. Big day kahuna are hard. They're stiff. And therefore, we're not choshish, Rashi says, of koshim hain, the eino mechamenim. They don't give you warmth. V'fichach ein bohem mishum kilayim. There is no kilayim. Rashi shita is that any beged that doesn't warm you up, there's no issue to wear it, mishum kilayim. So that's Rashi Shita. Tosa says that Avadi is an issur of halah and an issur of what's it called, levisha, even without mishami. But the issur d'rabbanan of sleeping on top of kilayim for fear that maybe a thread will come over you, that doesn't apply by something that's hard. The Nela, if you have a mattress, right, that may have kilayim in it that's hard, so there's no issur to lie on top of it according to everybody. But if you have clothing that are hard, that may not give you hanah, there Tosis holds Zasr, most Rishonim holds Zasr, and Rashi would hold its mutter. But in any case, but without that, if you have fibers or whatever in a mattress that are, what's it called, that are soft, could be that the mattress is also to sleep on, and this is the Rabbana at least, because of kilayim. If you have kilayim fibers in a mattress, or it could be not like that. Because even though the fibers don't come in contact with your body, but we said even if you have eser matzos, but it could be different. It could be over there, it's completely closed off. Menela, what's it called? There's no chance that a thread's going to come out and go over you. Mashenkin, when you have 10 blankets, the bottom blanket may move and the thread will come over you. Okay, in any case, let's go on. Felt. Where you press the garments together. Gamda kosha. It's felt. It's made very. It's very hard. It's not soft. Shori ain't bo bishum kilayim. Torah only asks for draping kilayim over you where you get some benefit, you get some enjoyment from it, just like normal wearing clothing. And again, Tosus learns is only talking about sleeping on top of kilayim for fear that something may come over you where it's hard. That doesn't apply. But if you're actually wearing it or draping it on you, even without any hanor, it's also Toshma. So we still haven't resolved whether you're allowed to be Nehenna from Big Day Kahuna, Shalom Shasavod, or not. Toshma, Big Day Kahuna, Hayotzim Rem, Medina Osir. To put them on to go take a walk outside the Beis HaMikdash, that's Osir for sure. Because that's not mutter, even if you hold that Lo Nikna Torah, Malachi Ashores. And therefore, you don't have to take off the Big Day Kahuna immediately when you finish the Avoda. So you're allowed to be Nehenna, Shalom Shasavodah. But to put them on special Shalom Shasavodah, that's for sure Osir. With a mikdash, bein b'shas avodah, bein shelo b'shas avodah mutter. But in the mikdash itself, whether b'shas avodah, shelo b'shas avodah is mutter, because like we said, that they should big day kahuna nitnu lahadis b'hem. Because you're allowed to be the henna for big day kahuna, afilu shelo b'shas avodah, because the Torah wasn't given to malachim. And therefore it's impossible to take them, be got them off immediately after you do the avodah. So as long as it's in a place where you could be doing avodah, it's mutter to wear the big day kahuna. But to stop, put them on special in a place where you can't do avodah anyway, there's no heter outside the Torah. Rashi, Medina Aser, Shinoi Baderechol. You're treating the big day kahuna Baderechol to wear them stam in a place where you can't do avodah. So Shema Minah, so you see what's it called, that Big Day Kahuna are mutter to wear Shalom B'Shas Avodah. Uva Medina Lo, Shemar says, and outside the Beis HaMikdash you're not allowed to wear Big Day Kahuna. V'atanya B'Esrim V'Chamisha B'Teves Yom Har Grisim Hu the Lola Mispad, right, one of the days in Megillas Tainis was the 25th day of Teves, was called Yom Har Grisim, that you can't even say eulogies. Not only can't you fast, can't say eulogies either. Yom Shabikshu Kutayim is Beis Eloheinu Me'Alexandris Mokdan Lachrivo. It was the day when the Kusim had asked Alexander the Great to destroy the first Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash, and the Nosulahim, and he gave in to them, and he was going to come and destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Bo Vodiyah Shimon HaTzadik. So they told Shimon HaTzadik that Alexander the Great is coming to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Ma'aso lovash big day kahuna, v'nisate b'big day kahuna. He put on big day kahuna, umiakira Yisrael imo, and he took some very distinguished people with him. Ba'avuko shel or b'yadeim, and they took what's it called torches. B'chol alayla halolo hokim mitzad zev, halolo hokim mitzad zev, and they walked towards the Roman army that was approaching, the Greek army that was approaching. At Sha'ala Amud HaShachar, until it got light, even Sha'ala Amud HaShachar, Amar Lohem, Mi Halolu. When it got light, so Alexander the Great saw that somebody was coming. So Amar Lo Yehudim Shemordu Becha. These are the Jews that are rebelling against you. That's why the Kusim said that the Jews are rebelling, and therefore he should destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Kivin Shigil Antipris, Zor Chachama, when they got to Antipatris, so the sun already rose. Upogu Zebazen, they met each other. So the two, the army met the entourage of Shimon HaTzadik. Kivin Shirola, Shimon HaTzadik, Yorbi Merkavto, Vishtach Lefanov. when Alexander the Great saw Shimon HaTzadik, he got off his chariot and he bowed down to him. Amrulo Melech Gadol Kamosli Yishtachav El Yehudi Zeh. What's this? What are you, a big king, bowing down to this Jew? Whenever I go out to war, I see this guy in front of me and I know that I'm going to be Matzliah. So Alexander the Great said, what'd you come for? In the house where we daven for your success, right? They used to bring karbanos on sukkahs for the sake of the goyim. They used to daven. Have you mispal b'shlomo shel malchus? Used to daven for the shlomo malchus, right? The ovdei kochav, the kusiyim, should fool you into thinking that you should destroy that place. You're going to hurt yourself. In fact, there's a medrash that says if the goyim would know how much they benefit from the Beis HaMikdash, they wouldn't only have not destroyed it; they would have put guards to protect it. Amar lohem mi halalu. So Alexander the Great said, who are these people who told me, Taka, that I should destroy the Beis HaMikdash and that you're rebelling against me? You're telling me that you daven for me, right? And I, Taka, see this guy before me all the time. Amar lo kusim halalu shomli fanecha. These are the kusim who told you that lies in order to get you to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Amar lohem harihen misurim bideichem. So Alexander the Great said, do what you want with them. Right, he gave them over into the hands of the Yidden. So and today, what would they do? Mistama, what's it called? Give them some, kitzvat yiladim or whatever. So they knew how to deal with their enemies. Miyad nokfum bikveyim. They pierced their, heels. Vitlom bizinvei suseyim. And they tied them to their horses' tails. Vahayu megarin osam al kotzim. And they dragged them over the thorns, right? The ala barkonim at shigula hargrizim, till they brought them up to hargrizim. Given shigula hargrizim harshu v'zaru karshinim kederah shebikshu v'asas lebeis alokeinu. The hargrizim where the kusim were, they plowed it over, and they planted it with what's it called karshinim, right? In other words, they totally destroyed the place of the kusim. Like they wanted to do to the Beis HaMikdash. But also Hayom Asu Yantif. And that day they made the Yantif, probably even though the leftists were complaining that they did. But they made the Yantif anyway. So you see that Shimon HaTzadik wore the Big Day Kahuna outside the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi. Har Grizim Mokom Moshoven Shel Kusim. So the Chari, you see from here, you're allowed to wear Big Day Kahuna even outside the Beis HaMikdash. Mar says, "Iboy say meruuyim the big day kohuna." The Rebbeinu Chananel says, "Meruuyim means they weren't real big day kohuna. They made them to be used for big day kohuna, but they never were used, so they never got kedusha. They were just waiting to be used, and he didn't wear them the same big day kohuna. He just wore them to impress Alexander the Great." The Iboy is saying, "Well, they really were big day kohuna. Eish lasos Hashem, etero torasecha. It was a pikuach nefesh over here, so he had no other choice." Rashi, Eis Lasos Lashem, Kishibo Eis Lasos Dover Lishmo Shalmoko Mutter Lahothar Botora. Right? That there are times when you have to do something, Lashem, and it's Mutter Litzorech Shah, right? Hora Shah, to do things that are normally awesome, but under these circumstances, it's Mutter to do them. Okay. Chazan HaKnesses Notel Sefer Torah Shema Minoch Cholkin Kovet LaTalmud B'Mokom HaRav. Shaila, whether you're allowed to be Cholkin Kovet to a Talmud when the Rav is standing there. So here you see they gave Kovet to the Chazan and to the Shamas and then to the Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Gadol was standing there. So you see you give Kovet to the lesser people even if the bigger person is there. So Mar says no, Omer Abaya Kula Mishum Kvodah the Kohen Gadol. It's not Kovet for the other ones. It's all covered for the Kohen Gadol that you don't give it to him directly, but he gets it from this one, from that one. That's the covered of the Kohen Gadol. But if you're giving covered to a Talmud, that's not the covered of the Rav. It's covered of the Talmud, right? There's no covered involved for the Rav. Then it could be that tosser. They don't give covered to the Talmud b'makom harav. Rashi the Talmud b'makom harav. The Rosh HaKnesses to the Skan b'fnei Kohen Gadol. You see, we gave cover to the Rosh HaKnesses, then to the Skan, and it was all in the presence of the Kohen Gadol. The Eino Kimim Mayit Kovet Arav. We don't consider it a miut in the Kovet Arav. That's a shaila, whether Cholkin Kovet the Talmud B'makom Arav or not. Where it says, no, kula mishum kvodo the Kohen Gadol. Marin also she shroris har bilamatim nenu. We were showing that there's a lot of people underneath the Kohen Gadol, and they serve him. But if it's something that's not showing the kovod of the Rav, then you're not holy kovod l'talmid the makam harav. That's no raya from here.